And hello and greetings to you in the name of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. It is our joy to have you with us since it is Friday and this is February the 16th of the year of our Lord 2024. And with me today, our dear wonderful brother, Paul Sutcliffe. Hello, Brother Paul, and how are you?
Enjoying a beautiful warm week in February.
Well, Brother Paul, for years I have warned the American people of Muslims taking over this land, building their own cities. This is a very serious problem. And sadly, I don't think the American people will stop it. Why? Listen carefully to what we are going to be talking about today here in our broadcast for this Friday. Well, Brother Paul, I wonder, what do you know about this 402 acres? What is the plan of Muslims? What are they going to do with this land?
Well, let me have Yasser Qadhi share that with you.
All right.
Of those factors is, alhamdulillah, this masjid is not just a masjid isolated from community. It is a masjid and a community combined in one. We are surrounded by more than 100 houses. An apartment complex within a 5-mile radius, 1,000 Muslims, alhamdulillah. I don't know of any other masjid where in Salat al-Fajr, on an average day, 600-800 people come. And you all know this, 5 years ago when I moved here, that was the decisive factor why I chose to move here. That when I came, I saw 500 people for Fajr. I said, khalas, this is my community. Now, alhamdulillah, it's 800. Inshallah, we hope to get 1,000 soon, inshallah. Say ameen.
But you have to understand, Paul, that we're talking about Fajr prayer. When he said it in the Arabic language, most American people do not have a clue what he's talking about. He's talking about a mosque where there are 800 believers go early in the morning, 5:30 in the morning, to do their first prayer. Mashallah, mashallah, what a great number. And he's hoping to get to 1,000. This is a mosque that's going to be inside the Muslim community. We're going to learn a little bit more about what is going to happen in that mosque from another speaker in the same video. But can you imagine with me, Paul? Do you know of any church in America where we know that the largest number of people who claim to be Christians are in America? Have you ever seen 800 Christian men, 5:30 in the morning, go to some church throughout this land to do an early prayer, 5:30 in the morning? I doubt we can even have 60 people in any church in America. But you're talking about 800, and soon they're going to be 1,000. This is not just a simple prayer meeting. This is a revival in the mosque of America. Well, Brother Paul, let's move on a little bit more with the video to listen to Imam Yasser Qadhi.
Eid, we have 5 salah for Eid, over 10,000 people. Incidentally, these factors coming together, we actually analyzed what made EPIC so significant and then decided to plan an entire, not just subdivision, not just some cul-de-sacs and an apartment complex. No, what if we were to take the best of what EPIC has to offer? And then, rather than just 100 houses, maybe 1,000 plus houses. Rather than just one masjid and one facility, a magnificent complex. Rather than just an apartment complex that happens to be here, a purpose-built apartment complex. Rather than just one subdivision, an entire city that we advertise to the entire American subcontinent that, look, EPIC One was such an amazing success. What do you think would happen if we bring forth EPIC 2.0? What is going to happen if we bring forth EPIC 2.0, taking the best of EPIC 1.0 and then purpose building an entire facility, an entire city, not just a subdivision, an entire massive plot of land right here in Dallas, not 100 houses, 1,000 houses.
Imagine with me. He is telling his audience their plan for America, not only for Dallas, Texas, but that will be the blueprint for the rest of the United States of America. It is moving from small subdivision, small homes, small mosque to cities. Yes, you heard me right, Islamic cities. You may think by hearing that this man is bluffing. No. They're already moving on to build that very large Islamic city in Dallas. And if it will succeed in Dallas, it will be in every state in America where Muslims will have their own cities all over this land where they can practice Islam the real way. I'm talking about full Sharia in America. We've been talking about that, Paul, for quite some time, and Muslims mock us. They say, we do not know what you're talking about. And the sad Democrats of this country make fun of us and say we're just extremists or Islamophobe. When in reality, we have seen in the past, Muslims community hide their own criminal inside their borders where nobody can do anything about it. That is small communities. Imagine when we have large cities such as this one here in Dallas, Texas. You remember years ago where a Muslim man by the name Muhammad in Texas who shot and killed his own two daughters?
Yes, I did.
And they searched for him and they couldn't find him because 5, 7, 8 years later, we never heard of anything about him. But guess what, Paul? Mr. Muhammad, the taxi driver, the man who is well known by all the Muslims who live in Texas, who is well known by all the Muslims who go to the mosque with, and not one person called 911 to say, the man you're searching for is living here or is working here. They were able to protect that man for years living in Texas. That's a small, tiny community. Imagine with me now, when Muslims have their own cities, 402 acres, where they will have, as we're going to hear a little bit later, everything they need is going to be there. Why not Muslims practice Sharia, Islamic law, fully, where if somebody would like to leave Islam, they will kill him, honor killing, and they will bury him in the city, and no one will know anything about him. If somebody would like to kidnap an American lady and force her into marriage, they will do that in that city, and so on and so off with everything Muslims hope to practice and hope to accomplish in America. And that is the real problem. We talked about it years ago, and no one listened to us, and now we see it coming into action. I hope and I pray that the American people will wake up to realize what they have done to their country, because believe me, they got the lawyers ready, they're going to build a project, and I promise you, no one will dare to stop them, because it's a free country. You can buy as much land as you want, and you can build as much structure you want, and you will have Muslims owning their own cities, with their own police, with whatever they needed to live in such cities. Now, I want you to listen carefully to what Imam Yasser Qadhi is planning with his team to build on that 402 acres.
An entire massive plot of land right here in Dallas. Not 100 houses, 1,000 houses. This is going to be the opportunity of a game changer for the American da'wah scene. Can you imagine an entire sub-city of Dallas where purpose built? We have from top to bottom an infrastructure. We have apartment complexes. We have people's home for elderly, purpose built assisted facility. We have entire schools. Can you imagine the potential of such a city? Nothing this ambitious has ever been planned before in North America.
So it's not just a small community, Brother Paul. It is a whole city with everything you need in it. If you're going to have your mosque, and you have your school, and you have your grocery store, and you have your hospital, and you have whatever you need, don't worry. Muslim doctors would love to come and live in that community. And everything Muslims will need, it will be inside that city. Where you'll have the halal food, and nobody tell them, why are you buying and selling halal food? Because that is what Sharia requires for the Muslim to do. And whatever they want to educate their children, it will be Islamic school, where they teach exactly like what any Muslim jihadi will be educated to do. It will be fully Saudi Arabia Sharia city inside Dallas, Texas. And Muslims will be in control of everything. I promise you, they're going to have their own policemen. They'll have their own fire department. They'll have their own whatever you think a city needed to exist. This is the plan for such city. Now, let's continue to listen to what else is the plan for that land.
Education, the cornerstone of growth and prosperity. Here, young minds flourish, nurtured by knowledge and boundless opportunity. Epic QCA Girls School, kindergarten to 12th grade, building acquired in 2023. Epic QCA Boys School, completion in 2023.
Notice, they're talking about building schools. When Americans hear the word building school, they think, well, we got schools, they're going to build schools. That's awesome. Why not? No, they're talking about boys' schools and girls' schools. That's exactly like where I grew up in Egypt. We don't have boys and girls' school. You see, Muslims do not believe that girls and boys should be educated in the same class. Why? Because they're going to do it Islamic way. Islamic way, you separate boys from girls. Islamic way, it is making Sharia a reality, including even in education. Sadly, most American people do not see anything wrong with these schools because they do not know what they'll be teaching the boys and the girls in these schools. You're talking about a game changer. Exactly like Imam Yasser Qadhi said, we're not going to have a normal school like American schools, but we're going to have Sharia schools. Let's continue to listen to what else is the plan for that land.
And now we embark on a new chapter of Vision of Harmony, where homes and hearts unite. 402 acres of beautiful scenery. Welcome to the future of living. Welcome to Epic City. Nestled in the heart of Josephine, Texas, it is about 20 miles and 20 minutes from Epic commercial areas. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Welcome to Epic 2.0. Epic City is more than just a neighborhood. It's a way of life. A meticulously designed community that brings Islam to the forefront. A community that blends with nature, crafted to elevate your living experience. With single-family homes, multi-family townhomes and apartments, senior living, and in the heart a mosque and a school, parks for Eid prayer, carnivals and community events, multiple fields for sports including soccer, cricket, tennis, and volleyball, and public schools 10 minutes away. Epic City, a housing community where we celebrate diversity and promote unity.
First of all, as you have heard, they're planning to make it a big city, which will have, as I mentioned earlier, everything a family or a person needs for living. But then he made the statement to celebrate diversity. When you hear the word diversity, you think about, oh, diversity between Muslims and Americans. No. It's a diversity between Muslims and Muslims. Because trust me, you will not have a place in such city. Trust me, there is no celebration of diversity between Muslims in the Muslim world. 57 Muslim countries where you see more Muslims killed by the hand of other Muslims because they do not know such a thing as diversity. But here in America, they will have the greatest unity to bring such diversity. Let's continue a little bit more with this commercial.
We believe that everyone deserves a safe and comfortable place to call home. And we are committed to creating a welcoming environment where all residents can live together in harmony. Our society is built on the principles of mutual respect, understanding, and compassion, and we strive to create a space where everyone feels valued and appreciated.
Paul, did you hear what he said? Everybody or everybody who will follow Islamic law will have that opportunity. Imagine with me, what if somebody who chooses to become, say, a gay or a lesbian, will that body be welcome in such community? Do you think if somebody decided to become a Christian or a Jew or an atheist, he or she does not want to be involved in any Islamic beliefs, will that person be welcome in that community?
Most likely not.
For sure not. I mean, he can live in that community, but 6 feet underground, because that's where Muslims will be practicing Sharia fully, which means if you cross the line of not obeying Islamic rules and Islamic laws, then you will be killed by your own family, and then you will live there forever. Trust me, this is coming very soon.
Welcoming everyone there. We ask Allah to help us complete this project.
They're asking Allah to help them to complete that project. And who is Allah? To most American people, it is the God of the Bible, as Muslims have been lying for years. I'm sorry, they're asking Satan. Allah, the God of Muhammad, is nothing but Satan, to help them to accomplish it. And if you know what Satan really hoping to accomplish in America, you know exactly what's coming out of the city. It is to kill, to destroy, and to steal. That is exactly why Muslims are here in America. Now, you may think these are just a bunch of people making dreams and they're talking empty talk. They don't have any right to do it. Somehow we're going to stop them from doing it. No. They're well prepared. They're ready to fight it in a court of law. And they know that the law is on their side. So I want you to listen carefully to their agenda and their preparation before they ever do advertising for such city.
We hired 5 attorneys. You can imagine, these are the attorneys in the field of real estate, in the field of investment, Security and Exchange Commission, because once you go into investment, you are no longer working as a nonprofit. You're getting to SEC regulations. You're getting into the investment regulations. So we had attorneys on nonprofit. We had attorneys on investment. We had attorneys on real estate. We had CPAs and much, much more. 5 to 6 attorneys we've been working for the last 3 to 6 months to make sure we do it right. Because as I said, the number one goal, the purpose is to protect Epic One, is to protect our masjid here.
Yes, indeed. They got the lawyers 5, 6 and more. Oh, we have no idea. He said 3 to 6 months, maybe 3 to 6 years, maybe 30 to 60 years. Maybe that was the plan when the Muslims started coming to America. And the purpose of it, as you have heard them, to protect the Muslims. Now, I wonder why they want to protect the Muslims. How many Americans killed Muslims in America? The last number I remember, 3,000 Americans were killed by 19 Muslims. That is September 11. So why do you want to protect the Muslims? You protect the Muslims from who? Maybe it will be like Gaza in America. That is where Muslims can launch attack from it to near neighboring infidels lands. And if they can start jihad in Dallas, it will move on to who knows where we're going to go from there. Yes, indeed. These illegal Muslims coming to America, jihadis and others will be protected where nobody will touch them. That is the ultimate goal. Why is he building the city? Muslims are not here to be in the melting pot, as they have always been talking. Muslims are here to take over. They're here to invade America, not to be mixed with Americans. They're going to have their own life in their own way. That is the Islamic way in Dallas, Texas, and to the rest of the cities, like such city all over this land. Now, I want you to listen carefully to the next segment, because that is, we're going to have one of the secrets about the mosque built in such city.
Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah.
Which was very exciting, and I hope it will happen. Imran, should I tell them?
Yes.
We might have, I don't want to quote me, we might have our adhan loud. We might have the adhan because we own this whole land. So you can have your own adhan. Imagine our children, like we grew up listening to the adhan. Can you imagine?
Now, when that Muslim imam said, we're going to hear our adhan, I doubt even any American know what he's talking about. Adhan is a call of prayer. And believe it or not, if you own 402 acres, if the mosque is in the middle of that land, nobody of the neighborhood will complain and say, I don't want to hear the call of prayer out loud of that building 5 times a day. That imam wants to make America like where they come from. That is his own words. This is coming to that city and to many cities like that city in America. What an excitement thing. It is taking over America. Let's hear a little bit more of his excitement about that city.
Loud. Can you imagine the power? 1,000 homes and 1,000 apartments with the townhomes, right? How many people are there? At least 4,000 or 5,000. Do you know the power of 5,000 Muslims in an area? Wallahi, this is a game changer. We are literally, every single one who's sitting here is witnessing history in the making. And just like everybody in America duplicate us, I beg them to duplicate us with this too.
Exactly like I said to you earlier. One man have 4 children and he want to have 4 houses for his 4 children. And then we'll grow from that 4,000 or 5,000 family in that city to duplicate it to the rest of the country. You know why? Because Muslims are here and the rest of them are coming. And nobody's going to stop it. You cannot stop the invasion of the Muslims to America. It is easy to come from Egypt as a Muslim than as a Christian when you got your liberals running this country. And what is the agenda of the Democrats? Bringing Muslims to America. They can bring them as students. They can bring them as tourists. They can bring them as refugees. They can bring them as businessmen. You can bring them as doctors. You can bring them as engineers. You can bring them as whatever. Muslims are here and they will continue to come. If you think we got 1 million Muslims last year, next year will be 10 million. And don't forget, Muslims love to make babies. And if Muslims can practice Sharia, Islamic law in these cities, they will be able to have 4 wives. Don't worry, most likely there will be 4 American wives who will produce the next Muslim generation for the Muslims. While American people are busy killing babies, Muslims in America will be busy making babies. And if we have 10 million Muslims in America, in no time, there will be 50. And the 50 million will be 100 million. And God help us. If Christ will not come back soon, America will be a Muslim country. This is what I have warned you for the last 30 years. And this is what is being fulfilled in front of our eyes. And I hope and I pray that we will realize what's happening before that city be duplicated all over this land. Brother Paul, thank you so much for a great program. You have caught my attention too, and our dear, wonderful audience. Thank you for listening to our broadcast for today. And until we meet again, may the true God of the Bible continue to bless you and yours.